There is the full-time whistle. It is all over here in Sean McCool Park in Ballybuffet, and Donegal have started their 2022 championship campaign with victory against Armagh as they progress through to the semi-finals to play Cavan. The final score here, Donegal 116, Armagh 12 points. In the end, it was a 7-point victory, and it's Donegal who get the upper hand on the Orchard County. Listen, Brendan, there was all this talk ahead of the game, and Armagh were coming here with a bounce and a spring in the step, and they were going to do X, Y and a Z, and there was talk that this could be the year that they could win an Ulster title. Donegal didn't get involved or didn't get involved in any conversations about players being having bans overturned or anything like that. Donegal done their talking on the pitch today, so they did.
Yeah, 100%, Oisin. You know, a really competent, assured, measured performance from Donegal all day. They were the better team from start to finish. Yeah, Armagh came out to start the second half and huffed and puffed a lot, but they didn't translate that energy into numbers on the scoreboard. And apart from that, for the rest of the game, Donegal dominated. And once Patrick McBrady got that goal, which was, 11 minutes into the second half, after great work from Caelan Ward and the rest of the team, you know, it was really curtains for Armagh, you'd have to feel, at that stage. Really, really good performance from Donegal. They curbed the threat that Rian O'Neill was supposed to pose inside. Brendan McCall has been superb, so he has all year for Donegal. And anything that has been thrown at him, he's dealt with it assuredly. Then you had massive performances, you know, all over the field. Caelan Ward, really good game. Steve McMenamin was solid. You know, he struggled at times with Conor Turbitt, but, you know, came out on top in that duel. Our half back line really added pace coming out with the ball. You know, Owen Gallagher, he's such a, you know, it's one of the great sights of Donegal football over the last number of years, when he drops the shoulder and drives out at pace. Midfield dominated midfield, particularly in the first half. They destroyed the Armagh kick out, Ethan Rafferty's kick out. So that ploy from Kieran McGeaney didn't work, and then they had enough scorers up front, where I think we eight different players contributing to the scoreboard. And that man again, Michael Murphy, leading it out with 6 points. You know, there's a couple of frees thrown in there, so pleasing for Declan Boner today. You know, good performance. He'd be really, really happy getting Keelan McGonigal back on the field. Hopefully Jason McGee, the injury that he picked up, isn't too bad. I see him coming here with a nice pack on his kind of ankle, or perhaps maybe lower calf kind of thing. So they'll be hoping he won't be too bad, because I thought he was really, really good in the first half. And, you know, he's such a big man. I mentioned his brother played centre field for the Miners yesterday and had a really good game also. So, listen, a lot of positive for Donegal to take into the next round, Oisin.
Yeah, a lot of positives. Michael Murphy with another huge contribution. He scored 6 points off Donegal's 116 today. Patrick McBrady stepped up with that massive score in the second half, which of course was the goal. It came on 11 minutes. Shane O'Donnell was involved in the build-up, as was Caelan Ward, but it was Patrick McBrady who finished it by fisting it in to the back of the net, flicking it into the back of the net, and that was the goal that Donegal needed, because at that stage Armagh were really putting a bit of a press on. They were on the hunt for big scores, but they couldn't put it onto the scoreboard, and Donegal had the ideal response with the point coming from Shane O'Donnell and then Patrick McBrady chipping in as well. And as Brendan alluded to, and we said it at the very start too, so we did, Brendan, that today was the day that you wanted your big players to step up, so it was, and that's what happened. That's what panned out as the game progressed.
Yeah, well, you see the contribution of Michael and Patrick McBrady, you know, 1-8 between them. Ryan McHugh, you know, really good game, really solid game, and we, you know, typified by that block he made on Stephen Campbell going through, who drove right through the middle, and it looked lively for Armagh when he came onto the field. You'd wonder why he didn't come on maybe that bit earlier. It was perhaps too little too late, but good to see Ryan back playing well. You know, and, you know, Michael Langan is such a good footballer too, and we know that, we've watched him for years. He's so assured, and he's such a style, a lovely style about him. And kicked his points when it mattered today, and was also a great outlet for Donegal on kickouts, and broke up a lot of their kickouts. But, you know, Donegal were so much the better team all over the field today. And, you know, you'd have to question, you know, Armagh's good form seemed to come early in the league, so perhaps they had that bit of a leg up where they were that bit fitter going into the early league games, and that once that evened out, and once other teams got up to their fitness levels, they kind of struggle against them. But Armagh would be very disappointed going back up the road. The big expectations coming up to Ballybuffet today, they thought they were really going to put it up to Donegal, but Donegal were now really comfortable winners in the end.
Yeah, comfortable win for Donegal in the end. I suppose the progression that Armagh, as you said, were hoping for, Brendan, it hasn't come through. What about Donegal's progression this year? Because now they find themselves having come what they were looking at as a really, really tough encounter. They've come through it with flying colours, and now they're going to be seen as real Ulster contenders again.
And deservedly so on the basis of today's performance. And yeah, we may be critical about, you know, the wise to kick in the first half and the balls that dropped into the keeper's hands, but that's been picky because they were creating the chances. I mean, you know, we saw how Armagh struggled to score and then goals in the second half, but there's a lot of positives to take for Donegal out of this game. Now, I suppose the big thing is, you know, that it's great to have the supporters back behind them again, and there might be a bit of buzz about it now, but they have to go into an Ulster semi-final against Cavan, and you know, that's not going to be easy. We know from history, very recent history, how that can be proved, and it's important to keep a lid on things, go into that game and make sure then, and then you can get yourself in an Ulster final and you look further out the line. But all about today is taking this victory, enjoying it for what it was, because there was a lot of anxious Donegal supporters coming to this game today wondering what they were going to see, and I think they'll be leaving very happy.
Yeah, you probably heard the round of applause there as the guys came off the pitch, the Donegal supporters staying on the terrace to give them that standing ovation as they head to the tunnel. But the first box in the Ulster Championship campaign has been ticked from a Donegal point of view as they comfortably overcame Armagh today on a final scoreline of 116 to 12 points was how the game finished. Many thanks to Brendan Kilcoyne, who joined me on commentary today. We're going to wait to see if we can get you some reaction. There is, of course, this ongoing dispute between the GAA and the GPA. My understanding is that any of the players will not be speaking to any of the broadcast media today, but we hope to get a word with Declan Boner shortly for you. Delighted to see All-Ireland winner and Ulster winner with Donegal, Eamon McGee, joins us in our position. Eamon, thanks for coming up and speaking to us. Good to see you.
Hey man, actually good to be here. Good to be here in a Donegal one.
Yeah, yeah. What's your assessment of that? I mean, it was probably the best performance of the year.
Best performance of the year, you know, and we've talked about that right throughout the year. It's all about championship for this group, and you know, they maintain the Division One, which is a positive, but it's all about getting that run in championship. And you know, they brought it today, and Armagh didn't bring it, and that's the reality of it. And you've got to be bringing it in championship days.
Yeah, and I said to Brendan as we were doing the wrap after the game of the full time whistle, Donegal never got involved in any talk that was around all these suspensions and appeals and things by former pundits that were being said during the week, and they done all their talking on the pitch today.
Exactly. You know, I would have said that about leave the moaning to the likes of us, yeah. And we'll play the victim card and we'll give out, but it can't seep into the group. And in fairness, not once they didn't look to cause a row. Like Armagh brought a physicality, Michael Murphy, I thought, you know, when you look on it and you see the treatment he gets, and he doesn't get it, and he didn't react, he just stayed, and he stayed focused. And you know, Armagh's focus today, that, or Donegal's focus today, that's one of the positives of what came out of there.
Yeah, and again, we expected it of him today. We expected a big showing from Michael Murphy, because it's sort of come routine now, part and parcel every weekend, that you expect a big showing from Michael Murphy, and he was very much the leader in the field for Donegal again.
Yeah, it's only when, you know, sometimes when you're in there with him, you nearly take it for granted, but it's only when you step out and you watch him that he steps up in these big plays, and he does. And when you see the treatment he gets for him to be able to do that, and to do it because he knows it's coming, and it's coming in every game, and he still manages to do it, and that's the class of the man and the class of the player that we have. We're lucky to have in Donegal.
Yeah. Were you comfortable with how things were sitting at half time with the 3-point advantage?
I, to be honest with you, I wasn't. I would have liked us to be further ahead, because we had the dominance in terms of, you know, we our conversion rate just wasn't great. But I would like us to be further ahead. But Armagh brought a press. They pressed a wee bit higher. You know, they stopped giving us the kickouts, and we struggled to deal with that. You know, Big Huey gave away a bit of ball there. And that's a good learning. That's a good learning for us to be bringing into the next game, because if it was all positive, you know, it's a dangerous spot to be, because we know what Cavan's about.
Yeah, and in relation to Patrick McBertie, relatively quiet first half on by all accounts from him on Championship Day, but that goal and that point from Shane O'Donnell at that time of the game came at a very, very good time, because it was all Armagh up to that.
Yeah, that seems to be Paddy, you know, that he just spring to life, and you know, that must be so frustrating. You use a defender, you think you've got him wrapped up, and then he just comes to life. And you know, the big thing now is I thought Langan, you know, showed patches what he's about. There's another level in him. Paddy, if we can just bring it consistently right throughout the game, we'll be a match for anybody.
Yeah, yeah. What about Jason McGee today? We were very impressed with him today.
Very impressed. Now, listen, there's a lot of talk in Jason's club, and a lot of talk that he should be given a chance. He got the chance. He got a sustained run in the league, and he's taken out. And see that day, he stood up there today, and he showed what he's about.
Yeah, you know, I thought Jason was really superb the whole game through, you know, and I hope that that knock that he got isn't too bad, that he's okay, because he showed today what he's about, and he just dominated the airways around the middle of the park, middle third, so he did, particularly in the first half when, you know, Ethan Rafferty was kicking the ball out, and he was the man that was winning a lot of the ball out there. And just on the Michael Murphy thing, I noticed at one stage in the first half, they tried to get at him over beside the Donegal dugout. Two or three of them jumped on him. He got up, shrugged them off, took a quick free, got on with the play, didn't get involved with them at all. And that's the leadership, and that's the kind of composure and discipline that he brought to the whole thing today. So he went, I thought he was phenomenal again.
He'll,
but I think he's phenomenal.
To teach that to me and you, Brendan, that
too late. Too late.
So Donegal have got Cavan next, so they have, Eamon has aired some concerns, maybe wee things. There hasn't been too many negatives today, but there was a couple of wee things there at patches in the game. What did you see that maybe Donegal would, not that have to work on, but just have to be keep in mind ahead of the next day?
Yeah, you listen, there were occasions there in the second half where they maybe overplayed the ball back in their own defence, and you know, we saw earlier in the league, particularly against Mayo, like the big thing today, Donegal put together a good 70 minutes football. Throughout the league, they only put together 35 minutes football in any given game kind of thing. Now, there were a few occasions in the second half where they did play the ball too, you know, laterally or across the back, putting their defenders under pressure instead of coming out with. They have the pace to come out with the ball, and they need to come out with the ball quicker, so they do. And, you know, there were them a couple of occasions. But apart from that, you know, it's very hard. You've been very picky, I think, to pick them things out on Donegal's performance today, because they were so supreme all over the field. They dominated most areas on the field, and the, you know, the Donegal 15 and the subs that came in all made a contribution to the play today, so they did. So there's a lot of positive. Now listen, you know, we went in against Cavan in an Ulster final a couple of years ago, and there was a lot of maybe cockiness and not assuredness in the Donegal, you know, with the supporters, probably wasn't in the team, but it does filtrate through kind of thing, you know. So that won't be there this time. They've learnt their lesson, you'd like to think, from that. This is essentially a very young Donegal team. A lot of young players in it, with a backbone of experience, with the Ryan McHughes, the Patrick McBrearty's, the Michael Murphy's, you know. But they will have learned from that experience, and they'll, you know, be well tested and ready to go, you would imagine, for the Cavan game.
Yeah, that performance good enough to beat Cavan, or will lift up it again, do you think, Eamon?
You know, I think Cavan are sitting in a, like, they're in a dangerous spot. They're looking, coming from Division 4, not a lot of talk about them, but the good thing is that we've been burned before by Cavan, and I don't think Declan or Rochford is going to take the eye out of the ball, and you know, that'll just help with the focus that scarring still in the mind.
Yeah, and in relation to Donegal being contenders for Ulster, we know that they're in the side of the draw where you don't have Tyrone, Derry and Monaghan, which is a benefit. How much are they contenders now for a provincial? I know as you, as a player, you never look past the next game, but now you're in the same game as us boys up here, so you can look a wee bit further down the line.
We have the luxury to do that now. Listen, I would have said, from if Donegal get everybody playing well, and they've have a defensive system now, that, you know, the talk was about the defensive, it's weak, but it's sorted now. And if they can get everybody playing well and everybody playing to, it's not Ulster Donegal should be talking about. It's like it's further ahead. You know, Ulster's well within their grasp, and you know, we need to start considering ourselves. You see what Tyrone did last year. Yeah. Like, I would put Donegal a level above Tyrone, and Tyrone went and won in All Ireland. So definitely in Ulster, and you know, if they get everybody going well, there's definitely an All Ireland there.
Yeah, some of these pundits again around the country were talking about Donegal's the way the style and the way they were playing football in the league, and certain times they reverted back to football that wasn't pretty. That a bit unfair, was it, Eamon?
You know, it's hard to say. I wouldn't say unfair. I think you can only go. We don't know what's going on in the circle. Yeah. Like Declan and Rochford, they're about long enough. They're as knowledgeable as J-Men as what's about. So they're going to play to the best way that they see Donegal to win. So we can only, and you know, the pundits down the country can only make a judgment call from the outside, and that's their job. That's the game they're in. With Declan, the job is to win with Donegal, and you know, they're making the best call on what they have available to them.
Okay, so Donegal for an Ulster title this year, then, finally, Eamon. Yeah,
Ulster title. Good, I'm happy to say that.